Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host once again, Black Trey, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison. We got a fun episode today. We actually had an episode before an episode that I couldn't even tell y'all, so the guys are over here laughing. It talks about me being drunk, but I might share a little bit, maybe, maybe not. But yeah, man, what's up, man? What y'all been on? Speaking of 1,000, man, well, let's talk about the Jalen Rose tax, man. Jalen Rose came out on answering a question about if you really care about your haircut and you want your haircut to be quality, you need to spend a minimum of $100. Now, me and Jerv, We don't get that treatment to our hairs no more.
I'm still out here.
Jer, have you ever paid $100 for a cut?
Nah, bro. It's been $35, $40.
Even for a house cut?
I never did a house cut, actually.
You never did a house cut?
Oh, nah. My bad. You know, I'm not y'all. I don't roll into circles. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular old human being that goes, you know, I thought I was doing it big because I walk in at 8 o'clock for my 8 o'clock appointment and I'm out of the chair by 8:25. To me, you know, I mean, that's some celebrity status right there. Y'all niggas got, you know, haircuts coming to y'all crib. I mean, I don't know anything about that.
I mean, sometimes you got a little event, you know, last minute.
Yeah, I go to the shop. I go to the shop before the event, my nigga.
So, Jason, how much is the most you spend on a haircut?
I think I spent $150. It was a house call.
Okay, it was a house call.
What did the nigga do for the $150?
It was just before I had to go to a funeral, rest in peace. And you know what I'm saying? I just needed it. I needed a cut badly. You feel me? And the nigga was
he knew he was gonna get flicked up on the cries.
Yeah. So a nigga had to have a good cut, and you know. But I paid $100 a couple. You know, I had a few house calls. Like I usually paid like $100 back when I first did a couple house calls, like you know, some years ago. But now, like my cut is $55, which is like $60 if you want to throw a little tip on there. Which you know what I'm saying. I feel like that's the average price of a cut right now. You know, niggas used to get outraged, bro. Everybody remembers cuts was $12, then there was $20. Yep. Then niggas went from 20 to 25. Niggas yep. like, all right.
25 is the outrage.
Niggas wanted to go on strike. Niggas wanted to go on strike when that extra $5 came out. You know what I'm saying? It was like, Maybe we dread niggas now because this is not working. But then I don't remember exactly when it happened, but it went from 25 to 40, and then some niggas jumped from 25 to 50. And it was like when the NBA contracts blew up, niggas was like, what the fuck? Like niggas barbers was writing niggas letters, long text messages explaining why the prices was increasing, like all this shit. It was like niggas left they barbers. It was like a whole nigga shit in the game. Now, then it went to 50 and everybody just stopped crying. And it was just
I think it get to a point where no, this is the reason why motherfuckers stop crying. Because you'll try others.
Yeah.
And they can't deliver that look for you. Like barbers are sex God's angels, bro. They can make you from ugly to what you need to be in a matter of an hour, right? Or less if need be. But when you go cheat on your barber, you either gonna push your hairline back, you either gonna get some bumps from nigga clippers being dirty or some other shit. You just don't, the relationship you got with your barber, the nigga, you ain't gotta say nothing. You just sit in the chair, the nigga know how you like your haircut or how, you know, hey, we tried this. Or this and that. Or, hey, my nigga, your barber's going to be more honest than damn near your girl because he's going to tell you like, hey, listen, bro, I know you want to grow the beard. Just don't grow, bro. We can do this and we can do this. Which one you want to do? Now, if I do this, it's going to take a little longer for this to grow back. So what you want to do? Or he going to explain and say, you know what? The last nigga that fucked you up because barbers are petty. They gonna walk you through all the shit the nigga fucks you up. See that right there? I fixed that. Right there. Yeah, that nigga. See that? That right there? Normally your shit, I have your shit like this. This nigga has your shit like that. You see why? Okay. Now, I'm gonna be able to fix that because I'm nice like that. Yeah, but I'm gonna have to lighten this up a little bit. You're gonna have to come see me in 2 weeks because you gotta let that go in.
You gotta like, let that go back.
Niggas gonna get it off because they got all the power.
Yep.
Now, again, when you get to that point, like I said, me and Jerv, we had a safe 40 to 55. You know, I'm getting a hot towel, the eucalyptus, you know what I'm saying? The razor line, all that good shit, right? Mm-hmm. My house call, the most I've ever paid for a haircut was $300. Mm-hmm. And the reason
why. I knew
you
were going to have me beat. I knew it.
Nah, because again, I want to say the barber sized niggas up where they was at and who was in the room.
Right.
And when you, for one, you have to, you also, this is the thing I learned about house calls. you have to factor in the time the barber has to go, especially if he's working from a shop, the money he's going to miss out on.
Yep.
And then also how many heads he's going to cut.
Yeah.
So for $300, I can get two heads cut. So basically, you're probably paying $150 to $175, depending on who's doing what. Mm-hmm. This, that, and the third. Sometimes you can stretch a third nigga in there and say, all right.
Yeah.
$100 a cut. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you feeling that.
You just need a lineup, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you could do all that, hey, my nigga, all he want is a lineup, bro. Can you do it? Okay.
That's what y'all call it? Y'all call it a lineup?
Yeah. We don't say shape up. We say lineup.
Oh, we say shape up. Okay.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, yes, $300. In the last, I was in L.A. in October. The last time I paid for it, the barber came to my hotel. He was late, and he cut my hair, and he cut my man's hair, my man from New York.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this nigga, he trying to trust somebody, but he trusts me because he's sizing up my hair. Even though I have hair no more, he was like, Trey just not going to play for bullshit. And he also going to be able to connect me with somebody that's actually going to get me right. That's probably your biggest flex when a nigga trusts you to allow your barber to cut
his head.
His head. Because that's a lot of trust. That means, like, nigga, I'm really trusting you.
But also that means niggas fuck with your cut. Because a lot of niggas have, like, came to my shop, fuck with my barber. Like, if niggas fuck with your cut, they'll say, like, especially if a nigga get in the pinch, like, hey, man, what's your barber number? You know, it's always like on some slick, like, nigga asking for the secret code. Like,
that's the ultimate nod, though. If a nigga asks, you think your barber could get me? Yeah. That means you asking for the right barber. Because niggas ask for Kev all the time. Like, Kev is my barber for life at the end of the day. Like, Kev was, like, literally get me in. Oh, yeah, 7 a.m., a Sunday, a holiday, Kev gonna cut my hair. Mm-hmm. When niggas come to the city, I normally send them to Kev because Kev taught all the barbers that are hot now.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't he just didn't transition into the cut niggas hair in the dark and doing all that
the
shit.
Like, he
just he was the cool nigga in the early 2000s. And then now we 23 years later. He just cut niggas' hair. He don't care about all other shit. So I always send niggas to Kev if you need to get a cut, because Kev was the celebrity barber before the celebrity barber. You know what I mean? He was cutting niggas like.
Yo, shout out to Kev, yo. Kev hit me up.
Oh, word?
Yeah. He was like, yo, I got some, you know, I ain't gonna say who it was, but he was like, you know, I got some peoples coming into town, whatever. Yo, point them in the right direction. I was like, yeah, you know what, brother? Thank you, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I gladly will do that, yo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to shout Kev out real quick. My fault.
Always shout outs to Kev, man. That's my brother for life. But yeah.
Shout out to my barber, Dave, man. You know, I just want to get a barber for life.
There we go.
Great barber, Dave Warren. Check him out. Platinum cuts. You know what I'm saying?
Platinum cuts. There you go. Yeah. All right. So back on topic.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Is Jalen Rose right or wrong?
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
I agree. He's wrong for sure. Yeah. Because you can get, and it's almost disrespectful to the barbers that got a consistent cut base of $30.
Yeah.
We talked about this plenty of times on this show where we're like,
$40 appointment,
would you rather ditch your for show money for a celeb or have the steady clientele that come on those days when you know they're going to come? Every week, you know what I mean? Like, that's the for show money versus, oh, I get to cut this nigga hair posting and probably still won't get nothing off of it. And a nigga might try to, he not going to pay you what you trying to give him. He might give you $100, but like, was that $100 worth fucking up the relationship of this nigga who get his haircut every Tuesday and another nigga that get his haircut every Thursday for a celeb post? It ain't worth it, Jerv.
I mean, let's break it. Let me just break this. Let me just holler at you real quick, right?
Jerv, you letting the nigga skip the line? You letting your barbers. So your 8 o'clock that you come in and you done by 8:30, you letting Offset come in and get a lineup before you?
Oh no, I ain't letting that shit happen.
Exactly, nigga. So that's what I'm telling the nigga.
But if I'm the barber, here's the thing. If I'm the barber, right, and Offset hits me like, yo, I'm in town, whoopty whoop whoopty wop, come to the hotel or whatever, line up the squad real quick, right? John Gervais is now upset, right? Because I'm like, oh, yeah, man, my appointment's fucked up. But you know what John Gervais is going to do? John Gervais is going to just make another fucking appointment. Exactly. This is my barber. I'm not going to not go to you.
Nah,
niggas go back to people when they done cheated on them, dog. You ain't gonna go back to your barber because he went and got a bag real quick. You's a hater.
Nah, they ain't hate.
Are you gonna leave your barber over there, Stray?
You gonna leave your barber over him cutting Offset hair over yours?
He don't respect you.
But you gonna leave your barber though?
No. He does respect you. He does respect you. He told you. It ain't like you showed up to the shop and you sitting in the chair like,
nah,
and this nigga hitting you with all the shit that the boy from Atlanta did. Like, yo, I'm on my way.
Why they way more important than me?
You about to pay? I'm gonna tell you why. Right? Offset's gonna post the cut. Right? You gonna post the cut? You got how many followers?
Niggas ain't coming.
I'm gonna just give you. You got 10K or something like that? 10K.
No, my man. Like 2K.
Oh, all right, my bad. All right, I'll try to help out. You got 2K followers. You got 2K. This man got 1.5.
Right.
He got 1.5 and a bunch of stands that are gonna pull up just because he went there. Even if it's a one-time bag I get from these people. but that's going to help with my child support or my car note or whatever it is I got going on. Your little measly $40, $50, $100 is going to be right there for me because you're going to need a cut. I'm the barber. I'm nice. You done selected me out of all of them in the city.
Hey, but you don't respect me. My time not valuable.
So let me ask you this. I'm your barber, right? Kev's the ultimate barber, right? That's right. Your barber for life. Mm-hmm. But it ain't like you out here just saying, no, I will never let anyone touch my hair until I get back to Kev. No, you're going to go to other people. So do you not respect Kev?
Kev would never do that to me.
Just go with the scenario, man.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying, you're trying to put me in a situation. Because first of all, I'm going to be more upset because that's my friend in real life. You get what I'm saying? Like, I actually...
Yeah, my barber's my friend.
I was going to say, like, after a while, your barber should become your friend.
No. Kevin cut my hair since I was 15 years old. He gave
same
my
hair. That's what I'm saying. After
no,
a while,
hear me out. Hear me out. Years. My very first taper. I've been with Kev before he met his wife. Like, hanging out with him out here. You feel me? So, like, that's really my friend. So, like, at the end of the day, Kev not going to sell me out for a good time on some shit like, oh, this artist. He might try to explain it to me, but I'm going to be like, bro, I'll come an hour earlier. I'll get up at 6 a.m., but there you're not going to – but we're not going to just cancel my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my barber the other day, I just did Your Captain Speaking. It's The Reals podcast. I said, yo, I'm going to be on fucking TV. This is an actual – I have to sit down in front of a mic. I'm not going on the fucking camera without a cut. I'm not even scheduled. I called my nigga. Hey, I'm about to be on TV, bro. Can you get me on? What time? Because he knows I don't never ask for this type of shit. He let me go.
So the nigga that he bumped for you to go should no longer go
to
him,
nigga.
Right?
Exactly.
I don't know that nigga.
That nigga, like, damn, dog. I don't give a fuck about no Trayvon. Like, fuck that nigga Trayvon. I put my pants on just like that nigga put his pants on. Hey, I'm trying to get these hoes too.
Right. Look, I don't need the $1.5 million. I got the relationship.
Hey, man. I'm bumping niggas. Let them be spicy. But at the end of the day, unanimously, Jalen Rose, you're wrong. Love you, big dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody ain't in that, and everybody not in that financial situation.
Exactly.
And I get it, but I also understand the message. Again, I'm not trying to make it seem like, oh, he's just trying to say, hey, he's trying to be pro barber and saying, take care of the barber. We are take care of the barber by paying $50 now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because a nigga in Arizona that's cutting hair, the income's not matching up. We're not charging niggas $50. Right now,
I wish
my old
the nigga
barber
in
here.
Bristol, Connecticut would have been like, yo, $100. Nigga, this is Bristol, Connecticut. I'm not paying you $100 for
it. But Jalen's shit is also all rooted in him being a basketball player. And niggas have been getting over on basketball players, barbers in particular. It's the biggest scam running in America, and everybody knows it. And this is Jalen's cry for help. Like, everybody feel my misery. Come pay $100 with me for these haircuts. It's like,
man,
no, nigga,
bro, even if we all started paying $100, that means NBA niggas is gonna have to start paying $200. They will never pay the common man's price for anything.
No, and that's how it should be. You guys are rich as fuck, man. Yes, you guys have all the money in the world, and you're on TV too, Jalen. So, like, nigga, you know what that shit costs.
You want to be the hairline guy, bro. You got to pay the price to be the hairline guy, bro. It just is what it is.
You want the nigga in Mississippi, Tuscaloosa, to be paying $100 for that shit? Come on, bro. Them niggas deserve the $20 haircuts that they get. They look fine. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves it. Like, now everybody needs to pay that bill, bro. That's crazy. Just insane. But by the way, Jalen Rose was on BMF this week. Was he playing a young Jalen Rose?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck was that about?
Yes, nigga. That was a young Jalen Rose he was playing. Like,
that shit blew my mind.
Yo, you know what's funny? I don't think that's a shame on the next person that has the interview with Jalen Rose that doesn't at least ask him about BMF. It never even crossed my mind that whole little fab, like, Like, yo, now I want to look at the Fab Five documentary. Yeah. You know, I mean, I want to go like, back and watch this. Yeah, let's connect these dots, yo. Like, we all found out how Uncle Luke held down, you know, the University of Miami. You right. trying to tell me Meechino wasn't
out there buying sweats and cars for y'all niggas?
That's where we're going to end it here. For those listening, this has been a great episode, a funny one. It's all over the place because niggas done brought black brought BMF back. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, wherever the fuck Amin is, I'm Black Trey. See you next week.